This week, the body of a male elephant seal washed up ashore near Summer Bay Road. While whales and stellar sea lions are a fairly common sight in Unalaska, the elephant seal is a bit more rare. Marine Advisory Program agent Reed Brewer talks with KUCB about finding and studying the seal. Welcome, Reed. So starting off, can you just tell us a little bit about the elephant seal and how often they're seen in this area?
Well, there's somewhere around 150,000 elephant seals along the Pacific coast of the United States. So they're not that many, and the main breeding population is around Southern California, two-thirds of which is around the Channel Islands. But they do forage in the Gulf of Alaska and the Aleutian Islands, though in talking with locals and hunters, the people I talked to said that they'd never seen or heard of anyone seeing one. I did get a report from one of the locals who's been here 20 or 30 years that he saw one in 1997. But they're a pretty rare sight, especially since they're a deep diving kind of they feed on fish that are between 1,000 and 2,500 feet down. So they spend most of their time down in the water. So it's pretty rare to see one.
So given that, how do you think this elephant seal ended up here?
Well, there's no real way to tell at this point. Unfortunately, I'm not a forensic scientist, but there were a couple of signs that I will have veterinarian pathologists look at. The entire skull cap, the top portion of the skull was cleaned away, and that could have just been scavenging by multiple groups of animals. And then there were also a couple of puncture wounds in the back, but all of those could have been due to scavenging from all kinds of birds or fish or invertebrates. So there's no real way to tell exactly why it did wash up.
And can you tell me a little bit about this elephant seal in particular? How does it compare with other members of its species?
Sure. Elephant seals are the largest, the northern elephant seal is the largest pinniped in the northern hemisphere, bigger than walrus, actually. But they're the second largest in the world. I believe the southern elephant seal is a little bit larger, up to 16 feet long. But this one gets up to about 13 and a half feet long. They weigh a little over a ton. The males are about two-thirds larger than the females. The males will get up to 13 and a half feet, and the females somewhere around, I believe, 7 or 8 feet. The males have a very distinctive, what we call a proboscis or nose, that sticks out, and they will like push air into these noses, and they use them to kind of reverberate sound when they're courting. So it's kind of a dominance thing that the males go back and forth. But fairly large species. This one was 12 and a half feet compared to 13. And the nose, they can get up to 6 to 10 inches long. This one was probably 6 to 7 inches long. So it was probably just under a full-grown male.
So then how long do they live, and how old exactly do you think this one was?
The females will live up to 20 years. The males usually have a shorter lifespan, 15 to 16 years, probably due to the fact that they're constantly fighting over harems of females. So this one was probably somewhere in the 10 to 12, but that's a guess.
And was this your first time working with an elephant seal? Have you ever worked with one before?
No, in fact, I've never even seen one before. Elephant seals, like I said, are pretty rare, but most of what we have here are stellar sea lions and harbor seals and an occasional fur seal. And I've necropsied about 4 sea lions and 3 or 4 seals and 1 fur seal. So you get familiar with the local species, and then you see something like this, and it's very, very different.
And what was the thing you found to be the most surprising?
Well, elephant seals, because I said they're a lot larger than the stellar sea lions, and they're deep divers, I kind of assumed that they would have large pectoral flippers to kind of for propulsion to get them down to these incredible depths, but they don't. They've got very short front flippers, and they have very large rear flippers, which they use for, I guess they use for propulsion. The Stellar Sea Lion, on the other hand, has very, very large front flippers and a little bit smaller back flippers because they use their arms to propel. So that was one difference. And then one of the other things that was really interesting when we got into the actual carcass was the blubber layer on these elephant seals was on the order of 6-7 centimeters thick, and with the Stellar Sea Lion, it's 2-3. So this guy needs a little bit more blubber for all that time that it spends diving.
So when did you first learn that the seal had washed ashore?
About 4 days ago, I got a phone call that there was a sea lion on the beach. And about 3 days ago, I went to look at it, but we were in the middle of that storm. So I just covered it up so that the birds couldn't scavenge on it. And then 2 days ago, I called the school and got a bunch of the kids involved and emailed the teachers and tried to get some of the community out to do the necropsy that day. And then yesterday, I filed most of the reports and the photos with the NOAA Office of Protected Resources.
And lastly, what should community members do if they ever see a marine mammal like this washed ashore?
When a male whale or sea lion washes up like this, it really takes the entire community to deal with it and get this information to NOAA, Office of Protected Resources. So I just wanted to thank all the people that were involved, from Kyle Eby, who reported the seal in the first place, to the city of Unalaska. They helped to bring the seal up the beach so that everybody could kind of bear witness to the necropsy. So thanks to all the road crew that helped out there. And then there, Aaron Adams and Caleb Livingston helped perform the necropsy, as well as Don Graves. So when one of these things happens, it's a lot of work, and it takes several hours and lots of planning, and I really have to depend on volunteers and people in the community to come together. And so it's kind of a neat way to let the animal live on and let the researchers kind of get information that they normally wouldn't have.
Thanks so much for talking with us, Reed.
Thank you, and keep tuned to KCB.
That was Reed Brewer, an Alaska's Marine Advisory Program agent.